嗨，
So, I'm just gonna allow people, I'm just admitting people in right now. Hello. While we're waiting for people to come in. Hi. Thanks for spending your Monday night with me. All right, so I'm going to admit people for another minute. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for some people to show up, okay, let me just admit more people. I had a question, and you could just type it in the chat box if you want to. My question is, what is your intention for tonight? What are you, you can just chat, you can even chat privately with everyone. What is your intention? What are you hoping to learn? Waiting. Hi, and thank you for joining. And
Hello.
if you're just coming in, if you want to type in what your intention is for tonight or what you're hoping to learn. Right. Or you can share later. Okay. I'm going to mute everyone. Okay. But if you had a question later and you wanted to unmute, I can do that too. All right. So it's already a couple minutes past. So you still have another minute while we're waiting. I'm going to start right now. If you want to type in what your intention is, what you're hoping to learn. And so I'm Antoinette. Thank you for sharing your Monday night with me. And tonight is heal a broken heart and find love. And so that can be finding love within yourself, finding a partner, or if you're in a relationship, to even expand and increase love in your own relationship with a partner. And I'm going to just read this real quick. Perfect. Thank you. Someone wanted to just listen and learn and get some positive energy and see some good people. Perfect. Thank you. So tonight is about healing a broken heart. So for me, this is definitely something that I've had to learn on my own. And I've had many broken hearts, and I wanted to share with you the process of overcoming a broken heart so that you can increase your self-love, find a partner, and manifest what you really want, or increase the relationship that you already have. So I have been a love coach, done that for many, many years. I'm also a clinical herbalist. So I took a break from love coaching and went to clinical herbalism school. And the reason why is just to expand my knowledge. And I also noticed a lot of people in my life that came in as clients would experience anxiety or a lot of lots of anxiety. And I know that herbs and flower essences have been very beneficial in helping people overcome heartbreak. So I am a clinical herbalist. I also help men and women with empowerment, and I have over 1,000 hours in clinical herbalism. So I do have experience, and I also know how to get over heartbreak because I've overcome it myself, and I've manifested my partner. That's the clarity that I wanted, was to meet the love of my life, and we've been married for 4 years now. So wanted to share that with you. So the other intentions are find a way to avoid being resentful after being rejected. Thank you. So the other one was just wanted to get over your breakup. Thank you. So all of these tools are going to help you with this. So thank you for sharing, the people who did share. I'm also just looking at my notes if I'm looking down. So I'm going to go over with you some five different ways to help heal a heartbreak, and five different steps that I've learned to help you overcome a heartbreak and to heal, increase self-love, so you can really find greater love and expand. I will be sharing that. Some of it will be herbal remedies. And then after each major section, there's room for questions. So you can either raise your hand or unmute yourself and ask the question if you did have a question. Because some of this might be new, especially if you are working with herbs. And these are just regular everyday herbs that you can see at the store, that you could buy even as a tea. Okay, so let's begin, since we have a good amount of you here. So let's share with you my heartbreak. What I did, this was a few years ago. I met this guy and I thought he was the one. Probably you've had that experience, and or met this woman and thought that person was the one. And there are so many things that we had in common, and this person looked great on paper. And when I met, we were dating for a while and it seemed like it was getting serious. 3 days before my birthday, he broke up with me and we were going to go on a trip together. And so that really broke my heart and it really devastated me, because I thought he was the one, that we were going to have kids together. So it was very devastating. And so I went on this trip by myself for my birthday, and I was thinking, man, like, am I ever going to find the one? So I had to practice what I had learned, which is, you know, feeling my feelings, going into self-love. I was at the hot springs. I just let myself grieve and allowed the water to take all my grief away. And just really just did a lot of stuff to take care of my own feelings. And I've had this same feeling many times, you know, over guys. And I'm like, wow, why am I repeating this self? And I remember a teacher of mine saying, you have to feel your feelings. And so I did, I grieved, and I let just myself feel shitty, to be honest. And I know it's hard, because sometimes we don't want to feel our feelings, but that's what I did. And I was driving back from the hot springs, and there was a guy who messaged me on an app, and we had messaged a long time ago, and he showed back up, and kind of forgot about him. Anyways, he's like, let's go out. And I'm like, should I? You know, I'm just kind of been getting over this guy. And I said yes. And one thing led to another. And like, we had just such a great connection. And now he's my husband. And I really believe it was me clearing out that old grief and that old pattern of like heartbreak and rejection that helped me meet my partner. So that's my story. So there's, you know, five main things I wanted to share with you, because it's really important. If you can do this, it's going to really help you to get over your ex. It'll really help you increase your own love. And I really believe that whatever you have inside of here is going to manifest in the outside world. So hopefully these tools I share with you are going to be really helpful. Sounds good? Okay. So the first one is resting. So I know in this society, I mean, COVID has allowed us to slow down, but resting helps us to feel our feelings. So baths are really good. Taking a bath. I love adding lavender, because lavender is a nervine and it's an antidepressant. And it really just helps relax the body. And when you can relax your body, you can feel and grieve. And for some of you, this might be a foreign thing. For some of you, it's like, okay, I already know how to take baths. But when you're in that bath, to rest, to take naps, when you are grieving, instead of doing other things like keeping busy, okay? And that's going to go into the second step, which is avoidance. So there's a lot of ways to avoid. You can go onto social media and avoid, just totally check out. There's also drinking a lot. I know cannabis is very popular, and I used to smoke pot a lot. When I broke up with my first love, we were together for 7 years, so much heartbreak, and I smoked pot because what it does, it gets you out of your body, and then it goes, helps you get out of body so you don't have to feel. So that was a big way that I avoided, and I'm working with clients right now that do the same thing. And so I'm helping them to replace that with their own self-love. And so I've seen this time and time again. It just, you know, just makes you avoid. And everyone, like, it could be food, it could be smoke, you know, shopping or being on social media. There's always different ways to avoid. And like I said, one of the main ways to get over is to feel. And it might feel shitty for a day or two. But when you can get over it, that energy moves. So a lot of people feel right in here, wherever that is. Heartbreak is in the center right here. And the energy can move out, and it could be replaced with self-love. And this is also the energy of the lungs. In herbalism, lungs is about grief, and heart is about self-love. So when you can move that, you can replace it with something positive. Your own self-love, your own confidence, and really great things like that, okay? So let's talk about herbs to help you feel. So one of them is rose. So this is my go-to. And before I talk more about herbs, I also want to let you know that I have to say this, herbs are not regulated in the United States. What I am sharing with you is educational, but I have seen it. I treat the whole person when I do work with someone, so I'm just sharing this with you because it is a disclaimer. So now that I'm going to talk about rose, just show of hands, how many of you have worked with herbs before? Even like rose or lemon balm or skullcap. So raise your hand. I'm seeing more no's. Okay. So there's one. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So not that many, but that's fine. So that's why I'm going to leave room for questions right after this. So rose, just in here, everyone knows rose. If you do get one, you want to get one that's food grade, that hasn't been sprayed, that doesn't have pesticides. So I buy my rose petals from somewhere called Pacific Botanicals. So you can also get it on Amazon or Etsy. And rose helps with self-love. And it's also on the physical level, it's a cardiotonic. Cardio means heart, and tonic means it's going to help nurture the heart, okay? And rose also helps with, it's a nervine. So a nervine means that it's going to calm the nervous system when you're experiencing stress. Okay, so it's a cardiotonic and a nervine to help calm you down. What happens when you are experiencing heartbreak? There's a lot of emotions. A lot of emotions. It could be anger, it could be sadness, and our bodies go into fight or flight. So the sympathetic nervous system is going to get activated, possibly. Okay, so what this could do is it can gently give your heart a hug, is rose. Okay, so that's one of my go-tos. And then the other thing about rose is it helps with boundaries because rose has thorns. Okay, so
do you make, Do you make tea with rose petals, or how do you use it?
I'll answer this question, but let's finish all the herb section, then I'll answer the questions. So yes, you can drink this as tea. There's also, you can do it in tincture form. So tincture means that it's been extracted into an alcohol and it's taking all of the constituents, the properties, and putting it into the tincture. So you can take some dropper, like a dropper of maybe 3 drops, 4 drops of the rose. Tea is great for rose. You could buy some of the ones that I like is called Organic India. That's a good rose tea that you can use, which I think is great. Okay. Another one which is really great is called Skullcap. And I have a handout for you guys, and after the I have it all written out. So Skullcap is called spelled Skullcap. It's from the mint family. It's cooling and it's a really great nervine. So what you do is you can take Skullcap if you're feeling even anger. It can help calm you down. Because like I said, people go into fight or flight, and when you're feeling heartbreak, to have that support to help you calm down, I think is awesome. So Skullcap, I think is wonderful. Another one is Hawthorn. Hawthorn, the Latin name is Crataegus. And so Hawthorn grows a lot here, and it's just Hawthorn. And Hawthorn grows here in Colorado. And Hawthorn is a berry, it's a cardiotonic, and it really helps with forgiveness and self-love. Also is a boundary herb. And I've felt when I've used Hawthorn, I've felt a lot of forgiveness. And it also helped me increase self-love. And that when you are going through heartbreak, this is not the one that you want to take immediately, but it'll help you later so you can let it go. Okay. So another great one, like I said, is lavender, because you can drink lavender, you can use the essential oil, and they'll just help calm you down and relax you. So before I add a couple more herbs, let's see if you have any other questions. You can raise your hand. Okay, here I see a raised hand. So I unmuted you. Geez, iPhone, you have the question? It's okay. Are you still there? Okay. Does anyone else have a question? You can type it in. Because I don't want to overwhelm you with these herbs. Okay. So let's go to the other ones. And if you did have a question, you can type it in or you can raise your hand, ask to unmute. Okay. So another great one is lemon balm. So lemon balm is also from the mint family. And lemon balm is going to help uplift your energy during this time. And it helps uplift your energy. It helps to get rid of a lot of people when they're heartbroken, they might be eating a lot. So this lemon balm is a digestive. So it helps to, it's a carminative, so it helps to release any tension in the stomach, but it also uplifts the energy. And lemon balm is great for exactly that, to help you. Okay. And the last one I wanted to share with you is mullein, Mullein. And so if you've seen, if some of you are coming in from Colorado, mullein is a flower, is a plant and has these big leaves and they grow really tall. And so they have those big leaves. And the leaves look like lungs. And then these flowers are yellow and they grow pretty high up. And these plants can be up to like 6 feet to 9 feet. So some of them, some of you might even have seen them while hiking, and they live in higher elevations. So mullein is great for grief. Okay, when you're working with mullein, it's an expectorant, meaning it'll help expel any grief that you're holding onto in the lungs. And it'll also like give your lungs a hug by, it's a demulcent, meaning it's going to help give you some like extra lung support because we grieve in the lungs, okay? And it's gonna help you release some of those feelings because mullein's gonna help you expel it. It's an expectorant, okay? So you don't need, when you're working with plants, and especially on an emotional level, you can either work with the flower essence, or when you're working, you don't, when you're working with tincture, you only need like 3 to 5 drops to help you with your, with the emotional piece. If you're needing to grieve and you're having a problem feeling, and maybe you're not ready to, which is fine. Maybe your first one you do is take rose. And then when you're ready to feel, or skullcap, just because you might be in fight or flight or panicking, then you could go to something like hawthorn or mullein next. And hawthorn or mullein, like mullein just will help you gently be able to feel the grief, because sometimes we just need to feel it. And be super helpful, okay? I wish I knew about mullein when I was going through my grief, because I've experienced it many times. And a lot of these patterns that we feel are from, you know, the past. It could be like having an unavailable parent. So my childhood, I had an unavailable dad, and I kept reattracting men who were unavailable, emotionally unavailable. So these herbs will help you feel and help clear them out so that you can move on from having that heartbreak or re-experiencing that. I hope this makes sense. But only taking like maybe 3 to 5 drops at a time, because you know, these herbs are gentle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all you need. And these plants are here to help you so that you can go through what you need to, like such as grieving, or, you know, releasing heartbreak. You know, I've had a lot of powerful moments with hawthorn, and it grows right here if some of you are coming in from Colorado. So before we move on to the next section, do you have any other questions about this? Okay. You can also type it in if you've been thinking about any questions. All right. So after, let's see, there's a question here. So when you're working, someone had a question, should mullein be aware of any health conditions? Okay, so when you're working with spirit doses, you're only working with like 3 drops. It's working with the emotional level. It's giving you a little bit of physical benefits. So when you're working with herbs, if you're working on larger quantities, you definitely want to work with a clinical trained herbalist like me or a naturopath, because they're going to help you see what contraindications are. But when you're working with small doses like flower essences or spirit doses, you don't need to check with contraindications if you do have medical conditions. If you are on a lot of medications, for sure, you know, it might be beneficial for you to go and look over any contraindications with someone like a professional naturopath, a clinical herbalist. You can even check in with your doctor. These are, because you're working with such small doses, they're so gentle that it shouldn't contraindicate. But if you're worried about it, I would say you to check just in case. And then let's see. So Yeah, so high blood pressure or diabetes, like I said, because it's such small amounts, you don't need to worry about that. You can also work with flower essences because those have no contraindications at all. And I hope that makes sense. So if you have another question, you can let me know if that makes sense. So you could put the tincture directly into your mouth, and you can also put it in water because water is, this is when I make my herbs, I use 200 proof alcohol, but I also use water as well. So this, it's pretty strong, but it's diluted with water. I do, it would be 95% now. I mean, sorry, 95 proof in here. And so if it's too much, you put it in water. So some people put it directly onto their tongue. It really depends on what you want, and it will dilute the alcohol. There's such a small amount if you're just doing like a dropper full. There's such a small amount of alcohol. It's like a mountain in a really ripe banana. But if you're sensitive, I would definitely just put it in water and you will get the benefits of it. Okay, so here are more questions. Can you use these all at the same time? Yes, you can use them at the same time. I would use them one at a time to help you see which herb is benefiting you. Or if you're working on a spirit dose level or working on an emotional level, use it one at a time to see. If you're wanting something where you have something going on, like you have a lot of anxiety, and you want your, you know, some support with your nervous system, that's when you can use several herbs at the same time. I do that. I make herbal, custom herbal tinctures, but it's a whole process. Like I do a whole diagnostics to help you get the right herbs for you specifically. So I do recommend if you're trying out herbs for the first time to do it one at a time. So mullein plant, when you're working with mullein, the best part is the leaves. So the leaves are the ones that look like the lungs. And if you're harvesting, definitely be see if the plant wants to be harvested first, and you can use your intuition. And then when you do, if you are harvesting, you can use the leaves and dry them out first. So it is the leaves, especially for grief. So I hope that answers your question. And you can make a tea out of it. So someone for Hashimoto's thyroid, definitely worked with Hashimoto's thyroid. If it is hypothyroidism, if you're working with spirit doses, it should be fine. But if you want something that is to help you with, you know, because it depends if you're taking any other medications for that. Taking a small amount shouldn't cause any contraindications. And it's also good to just check in with a professional. But when I work with spirit doses, you're taking such a small amount. Like I said, you're just doing three drops, one, two, three. You're working, it's helping you on the emotional level. So you don't need a lot. There should not be any contraindications. But like I said, if you do have something like Hashimoto's, which is hypothyroidism, you definitely want to check and see what you're taking, what medications you're taking. And there are also herbs that help with Hashimoto's. Okay. So thank you for the questions. There's more time for questions in a little bit, so I will continue. Glad you guys all had really great questions. And then if you are taking larger doses, you want to also see if all these herbs I've suggested are cooling. So if you have a constitution or if you run cold and you end up drinking tea that's cold, like cooling, like rose, you definitely want to check in with someone to make sure, because you might end up getting cold. So I usually, because I'm trained in herbalism, rose, I add cinnamon to it so that it doesn't over, is overcooling for me, because my body runs cold. So I add something like cinnamon if you're drinking the tea. All right. So the other thing is, so one of the things when you are feeling these emotions is you want to really go into just love and acceptance, not trying to fight them. That's when you're feeling, so before you were feeling your feelings, the other one you were resting, and the other one is just going into acceptance. And that could be hard, or it could be easy. It's really just, you can all close your eyes for a moment. And one of the things is breathing in and saying, like, I just accept what I'm feeling right now. And that is really good way to increase self-love and to help you get over heartbreak, is just to go into acceptance. This is what I'm feeling. I just accept it right now. You can drink some rose tea to help you with that. And then taking a deep breath to help you just be in the present moment. Because when we can love ourselves and really accept that this is what you're feeling, it's going to help it release. So the more that we struggle and we fight, like, oh, I want to, you're struggling with this feeling, the more that you could just be with it, it's going to help. Like, the more you can be with it and breathe with it, the more that it's going to help release it. Okay. So rose is really great for that. And when you can love yourself and love what you're feeling, you're going to increase your confidence. You're going to let go of resentment, and you can release those feelings that are in your heart and your lungs and let go. Just really let go. Like, you can let go and move forward in your life. Okay. And then the fifth step is getting clear on what you want. So you want to be able to rest and feel, you want to be able to grieve, use some of these herbs to help you love yourself, forgive yourself even. Maybe you made a bad decision about going out with this person or choosing this type of person. But when you can forgive yourself and use hawthorn to help you forgive yourself, it's a really powerful herb to help you forget. And all you need is a couple drops. Then you can move on. And you don't, you know, once you can forgive yourself and move on, this is when this new relationship can come in. Or if you are in relationship, the energy will help expand. Okay. So it'll help you get clear, because clarity can't come in when you're stuck, when you're feeling these heavy emotions. Clarity can only come in when you have done this healing on yourself, when you've been able to feel your feelings. Okay, that's when clarity can come in. So I'm going to share, I have a handout that has all the herbs for you. Let me just see if I can find it. For some reason I can't find it on my dashboard, on my desktop. I will email it to the email that everyone left me, so you guys can all have the handout, and it has the five different steps and the herbs and their uses. And so those are the five main steps to help you heal from heartbreak. It's not going to be an overnight thing for sure. It's I had to feel heartbreak many times, and I finally got it. And then once I finally got it and was able to heal that big wound, I was able to meet a partner and find greater love for myself and acceptance. And I still practice self-acceptance and self-love, and it really helps my own relationship with my partner. So I will email all of you a handout, because for some reason, this is a newer laptop. So for some reason, I wasn't able to find the file, but I made you guys a nice write-up for all the herbs and stuff. So do we have any other questions? So if you're thinking about questions, you can all start. You can raise your hand. So while you're thinking about questions, if you want to learn more about herbs, I'll just put it in the chat, my website. Okay. Oops. I sent it. Okay. Let's put it to everyone. Okay. And I am taking on new clients if anybody wants support on this one-on-one. I do have a discounted rate right now. So I'll share with you if you guys want to learn about how I work. So I do a whole diagnostics. I do a whole consultation. There's a whole form that you fill out and it goes through all your different systems. And then I ask you questions. So this prepares me for your first session. Then I ask questions about your diet, your lifestyle, what's going on emotionally, spiritually. And then I create exercises for you to help you process your feelings or whatever you need support in. And then if you need an herbal formula or one herb, then we work with one herb, or we do a mixture of herbs, and then I share with you how to work with that. I also look, if you are on medications, what contraindications there might be. And everyone's different. Sometimes there's like a formula that I make for someone, and sometimes it's just one herb that you'll work with because that's what you need. And then in between sessions, you'll get homework, because it's the homework and working with the herbs that help create new neural pathways in the brain. So if you have old patterns of heartbreak and grief in here and in here, taking the herbs and having the homework in between will help you to create, like I said, new patterns. And then by their next session, then we go and talk about new things so that you're not staying stuck in one particular situation. I've had a lot of success as a love coach and as a clinical herbalist. So that would be how it is. So I do have right now, because I'm back here in Colorado and I wanted to have a discounted rate. So normally I work with someone for six sessions, but right now it's three sessions for $333. So I'm definitely doing like a discounted rate of at least 33% off, because I like that number. So just a little intro. There's a lot of things that can happen in the session. The herbs are separate. The herb charge is separate. And then by the next session, we're working on something else. So that's just there for you. Not everyone can do one-on-one work, and that's why I have this. And hopefully you can take this information that I shared with you so that it can really benefit you and help support you, you know, using some of these herbs. I also have simple, I can't do, I can only do like formulations if there's multiple herbs, if you work with me one-on-one, but if you needed a simple herb or just a tincture, I have those available too. And then I mail them to you because I have a whole apothecary of herbs. Woo! Sorry. So I can just show you my little herbal section. There you are. And then, and here's another question. Yeah, you're welcome. And so I will send you, all of you, and then if you are interested, here's my email. If anybody's interested or had any questions on the one-on-one. So there you are. And I'm open to any other last questions. I'm here. I don't even know if we use the full hour. So if you had any other questions, I'm available. I hope this benefited you. Did you all learn something? Yeah? Okay. So if you have any other questions, or you can just email me if you had a private question that you had a question about. I'll be here for another minute. I know if you haven't used herbs, it might be a lot to take in. Yes, rosebud, you can. And make sure if you're going to do rosebud, that you get something that is food grade. Yes, so if you came in mid, I have the recording, and then I have a handout that I made. Sorry, like I thought, it's on my screen. For some reason, when I did the screen share, I wasn't able to pull it up. But I'm gonna send it in the email, like a follow-up email, because some people signed up and weren't able to make it. So yeah, I look forward to, you know, I'm hosting some more Zooms. I have definitely lots of topics. You know, I work with women, women's health, hormones, sexual trauma, fertility, heartbreak, self-love, anxiety. So if you had any other questions about that, you have my email, and I look forward to connecting with you more. And, you know, especially during these times, you know, with COVID, there's also, if you have any other stress and anxiety and you want some herbs to help support you, I'm available for that too. All right, so I'll send you guys all the recording, and you all have a good night. Thank you for being here. Bye. You're welcome.